We're holding in Yuma Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph towards the end of the Amud by the Mishnah. We're starting the new Mishnah. Yeah, so the first Mishnah of the Perek started was talking in the context of Trumas Hadeshin, so it started describing the pious of the Trumas Hadeshin, which eventually they made a takana for. Yeah, first the Trumas Hadeshin didn't have a pious, then they made a takana of a pious for it, and then once the Mishnah is talking about that, so the Mishnah already said, Abba Pyosis Hoyusham, Vizah Paisovishan, that's the Sefer of Mishnah Aleph. And now the Mishnah is going on to the other three Pyosis. So a Pais Hasheni. So this is something that is Negeh every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, we already spoke about the Nidan and the Rishayim. How is it Negeh? Masech Yuma on Yom Kippur. The King God anyway did the avodis, yeah. So we spoke about it at the beginning of the parak, but Al Kulpanim, that's for sure on a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash. So they had these four piyasos. So the Mishnah is describing what is the context of them. What does each spice include? Yeah, and we're holding now on the second one. Mi shoychet a pais hasheni. Mi shoychet mi zoyrek. So there's here in this spice includes 13 parts. 13 parts. The Hainu, 13 koyhanim. There's 13 koyhanim, like the Mishnah says in the end. Shloishaso koyhanim zochubay. So it's basically dividing the avoda between 13 koyhanim, and we're talking here about the avoda of the Tamid mainly. So. One thing is the shechita, and then mi zoyrek, who does the zrika, mi midashin mizbech apnimi. That's the third thing that is not exactly about the tummy. That's already about the ktoiris. Ktoiris is being done as part of the process of the seder. Tummy shul shachar. So there's also ktoiris shul shachar and the mizbech apnimi. So you first need to do the dishun of the mizbech apnimi, which means clearing it, cleaning it up from yesterday's ashes. So that's also a avodah that is given to a separate kohen. Umi medashin es amenoiva. So that's also something you do in the morning. Hatavas aneir is cleaning out the menoiva from yesterday's ashes. Umi male ivoim lakevish. So this is talking about the Ivarim of the Korban Tamid. Yeah? Ivarim of the Korban Tamid. That the way it works, the Seder Avoda, is that first you put it on the... First the Kohanim put it on the Kevish. And only then, there's a second stage that the Kohen brings it up to the top of the Mizbeach and does the Aktorah. So bringing the Ivarim to the Kevish is by itself a Avoda. Just like we have this concept of a Hilocho by the Dam. Yeah, just walking the dam to the mizbeach is avoda. Also here, walking the ivarim to the kevish is avoda by itself. Why does it say ivarim and not imurim? The answer is simple. That's
because it's actually limbs of the body.
So why doesn't it say imurim?
Imurim is after it's burned on the mizbeach.
No, so the difference is very simple. It's important to always notice this. The term emurim is only used by a korban that there's a part of it that you eat. So emurim is the part that goes on the mizbeach, that goes l'gavoya. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here we're talking about a korban tamid. The korban tamid is a oila. The oila is kulay l'Hashem. Yeah, so all the ivarim of the behema are being burned, not only a certain part, not only the emurim. Now, so here the Mishnah says, this is already a more nuanced division, that this avod of ha'alas, ivarim lakevish, is being divided between different koyanim, that not one koyin brings all the koyanim, all the ivarim to the mizbeach, but the ivarim are being divided between different koyanim. So, let's see how it's divided. Haroish v'oregel. So one koyin carries the head of the behema, together with one of the feet. Now, when we're talking about the feet here, Yeah, the behema has four feet. So when it says regular here, which one of the four we're talking about?
Rashi explains that it's one of the back ones.
Right. So first of all, you see the next thing in the Mishnah is shtei hayodayim. Yeah. Right? So the front legs of the behema are called yodayim, like hands. Right. So when we're saying reglaim here in the Mishnah, it's referring back. Only to the back ones. Now it says regular loshen yachid here. So which one of the back ones, of the back feet? Yeah, this kohen that carries the roish, together with it, he carries one of the back feet. Which one? Mm-hmm. So Rashi says shel yamin, haroish v'haregel shel yamin. So that's one kohen. Ushtei hayodaim, the two front feet are carried by one kohen. Yeah, differently than the back feet. The back feet are divided between two kohanim, but the two front ones are carried by one kohen. So the back feet, each one of them is accompanied with something else. Yeah, the regel shel yamin is accompanied with the roish. And what about the regel smol? So that's the next thing is ha'oikets v'ha'regel. Ha'oikets is the tail, yeah, the back part. So that goes together with regel smol. One koyen carries both. The front feet are carried without any additional ivarim, so one koyen carries both front feet. Ve'achoze means, Dr. Rashi, hu hashumon haroye esakarka. This is the fat, this is the stomach, what we call the fat that is facing the ground when the behemoth is walking. The way they cut it, they separate this is without the sides of the behemoth, without the ribs. And the chaze is not alone, but it's together with vehageiro, vehachaze vehageiro. Yeah, one coin carries both. The chaze and the geiro. What is the geiro? Zok Rashi hu hatzavo, uvoy mechubo hakone vehakoved vehalev vehachaze. I'm sorry. Hakone vehakoved vehalev. Yeah, the bach says hakone hareyo vehakoved. So basically, this is the neck, the throat, which is connected to it. The ear pipe and the lungs. And the COVID is the how do you say COVID?
Liver.
The liver, yeah. Rashi says also the heart. So that's these are internal organs that are connected to the throat and they all go together. Yeah. What's your other?
It's all. It's
all one package. It's all one koyin. Hachaze ve'ageiro, whatever goes together with the geiro, whatever is connected to it, so that's all one koyin. Ushtei adfonois, so ushtei adfonois, that's the sides, that's the like the ribs, yeah, because we saw before that the chaze is without the sides. So here comes the sides, and that's both sides together of the behemoth. The right side and the left side are carried by one koyin. Vakravaim. So akravaim is the inner stomach. Yeah, the digesting system. Vasoilis. Zokt Rashi isovain leminchas nisko shel tomit. So that's the mincha that accompanies the korban tomit. Vachavitim. Zokt Rashi chotzi esroinoi shel kohen godlu. Shekovev imatmidim b'chol yoyim. Shenema machatzisa b'boiker machatzisa b'erev. So what is this? This is not part of the korban tamid, but it's brought together with the korban tamid. And what it is it's a korban of the kohen gadol. There's a special mitzvah for the kohen gadol. Yeah, we saw previously in Mishnayis about the avodas the kohen gadol could do if he wants to, right? But this is a avodah that the Kohen Gadol has to do, dafka the Kohen Gadol, every day he has to bring a special korban mincha that is called minchas chavitim. The reason why it's called minchas chavitim, Zok Rashi, V'somich le'al machvas b'shem en te'osir le'kach kori chavitim. Yeah, it's made in a pan. So it's called minchas chavitim. But, yeah, al machvas. It's the shear of it is yisorayin. And it's divided into two. Half of it he brings in the morning together with Tamid Shel Shachar. Half in the evening together with Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. So there's also a pais for that. What do you need a pais for that if it's anyway a korban of the Kohen Gadol? The whole point of the pais is who's going to be the kohen that is going to do it. Here we know who's going to be the kohen that is going to do it. It's only the Kohen Gadol could do it. So what do you need a pais for it?
The Minchas Chavitim?
Right, that's Be'etzem the Kasha, the Balamar was asking about all the piyases here, if it's on Yom Kippur, because it's an Al-Masechta, so what do you need all the piyases? Anyway, the Kohen Gadol is doing all the Avodas in Yom Kippur. Right? Now here, so that is Tirutzim, right? So either he's not doing all the Avodas, this is Tirutzim, but here, this is talking about everyday Avodah, but this is Avodah that every day that only the Kohen Gadol does. What do you need a pais for it?
Well,
so the Teretz is, when we say that the Kohen Gadol is Mechuyev to bring a Minchas Chavitim every day, yeah, it doesn't mean that he has to do the Akrava. Just like anybody else, a Zar, that is Mechuyev in a Korban, yeah? Individual, a Korban Yachid, yeah, someone who's Chayev Chatos. Or if someone in a Dov is Misnadev Oilo, does he do the Akrava? Of course not, he's a Zar, right? So the Kohanim do the Akrava.
Right.
But whose Korban it is?
It's
Yisrael's korban. The same thing here. The Torah says the Kohen Gadol is mechuyev to bring a korban every day, which is this korban minchas chavitim. It doesn't mean that he has to do the avoda.
Right.
It has to be his own mincha. Yeah, he brings right. The mincha, but the avoda could be done by any kohen.
Right.
It's not like avoda is Yom Kippurim that the avoda has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Here, it's the korban. The bala korban is the Kohen Gadol, but the avoda could be done by any kohen. So that's why you need a pais for it. Which kohen is going to do the avodah of the minchas chavitim? Yeah, so that's so it's not so kushim mikol leisa. Okay, shloisha so kohanim zochu boy. So let's count. Do we have 13 here? Let's see. Mi shoichet is 1. Mi zoyrik is 2. Mi medashin mizbeach apnimi is 3. Mi medashin samenoy is 4. Mi malei vayim lakevesh horosh v'regel is 5. Shteyad daim 6, oikets v'regel 7, v'chozev v'agevos 8, shteyad fonis 9, v'akruvayim 10, v'asoylis 11, v'achavitim 12, v'ayayim 13. Right? You got the cheshbon right?
Yes.
So it's divided between 13 kohanim. Now it's interesting, you see, one of the, actually the first avodah that is mentioned in the Mishnah is what?
First
avoda
is shoichet.
It's shoichet, right? Shchita. Mm-hmm. Do you need a kohen for shchita?
No.
Shchita is ksheva bizar, right?
Right.
So why does it say shloisha so kohanim zochubay? More so, the whole pais was between the kohanim. There was no zarim in the pais, right? So if shchita ksheva bizar, so how is that part of the pais of the kohanim? And why does it say that a kohen that a kohen does it shloisha so kohanim? Huh? What do you say to that? What is the shechita doing here, Bichla? So the Ritva says, the Ritva is Oymed on this, Zok the Ritva, V'hod demefaisim al ha-shoichet, yafrek the Ritva. Mishum da'af al pisha ha-shchito k'sheiro bezar, mitzvaso bekoyen lechatchilo. And he didn't make this up. K'de'iso ha-son bezvachim. It's coming from a gimon zvachim. Yeah? That's what the Ritva says. L'mais, it's not so pashit, because if you look in the gimon zvachim, so bepashtis, it says there that lechatchila shchita is kosher bezar, not like the Ritva. Yeah, and that's the Rambam paskins. But the Ritva says here, so this is very important. You see, there's a shita, a Ritva here, that he holds that lechatchila the mitzvah is that the kohen should do the shchita. When we say shchita k'sher bezah, it just means that the eved doesn't right. pass the shchita, but it's not. Yeah. It's not. It's lechatchila should be a kohen. So the thing is, if the Ritva would say it on his own, that's one thing. But he's coming from the Gemara Zvachim. The Gemara Zvachim lechur it says faket. Gemara Zvachim lechur it says shchita k'sher bezah lechatchila. Filu lechatchila. It says Zvachim lamed beizim udalef, and that's how the Rambam paskins. Yeah. Taka, according to that, yeah, if we say that it's even lechatchila, not like the Ritva Zahad v'kushila duchto, so why is the kohen doing the shchita here, right?
I mean,
so in the Ritva is coming to answer Akasha here, right?
I mean, this is a carbon tamer, you know, lechatchila, not lechatchila, but we give the chance, the chance. Who do we want to give a chance? The kohen hedid has first rights to get a chance, right? So we're splitting up.
What do you mean?
For the carbon tamer.
What do you mean he has?
Who should have the rights towards the shchita first? Is the kohen, right?
This pice is not about who has the first chance. This is whoever wins, whoever gets the whoever zeichen, whatever he zeichen, he's going to do it.
That's right. Correct.
So every day the way you see in the Mishnah is that in every the regular day in the Beis Hamikdash the shechita was done by a kohen, not by a zar.
By tamid.
What?
This is talking about the common tamid.
Common tamid is the only korban that is kavua. And that I'm saying, what other korban you have? You have korbanis nedaim and nedavis that either people bring it or not. But
so that will be with a zar. If he wants to.
So you're saying now, you want to suggest something. You're saying you're saying it very lightly, but you're saying something that is a big chiddush. You're saying maybe when the Mishnah is saying here that the kohen does the shechita, that's only going to get the korban tamid, which is what we're talking about here. Masha'enkin, if you're going to have a doim and a davis during the day, so or whatever, chatas, asham, stam, a random korban, so that already is going to be done by a zar.
Could be.
Mechitesa, first of all, why would it be this way? What's the difference? If shchita is ksher bezal chatchila, so it doesn't matter if it's korban tamid or any other korban on the doim and the davis. The din shchita of the korban tamid is no different than any other korban. And also, I'm saying, you would need a makayr for saying such a thing to such a chilik. But first of all, what would be the svara? What would be the svara in saying such a thing? The Ritva is telling you that even a korban, a random korban, oilas nedava that someone brings, lechatchila, a kohen has to do the shechita. When we're saying shechita k'sher b'diavad, shechita k'sher bezar, it's only b'diavad.
Yeah, okay.
But lemaisa, the Rambam that seems to not hold this way. Yeah, so you see the Rambam inside. The Rambam is in the beginning of Hilchos Psulim Kudoshim. So Dr. Rambam, kol hapsulim lavoida, including a zar, mutorim lishchoid kodshim. Lechatchilo, kachi kachim, yeah.
Okay.
So the Ram is saying lehedyo that even lechatchilo you don't need a koyin for a shchita,
right?
Yeah, and the Ram is not being mechalik between which korbanis. So I'm saying according to the Rambam that it's kosher lechatchilo. So it's true for any shchita, including shchita of tamid. Why would the tamid be different?
So we're giving out jobs here.
Yeah.
We want the kohen to be zeich in something.
What do you mean in something? What is the kohanim doing? This one is not avodah. For this one, you don't need a kohen. You're dividing the avodah between the kohanim. Why do you have to give the kohanim something that is not avodah, that it doesn't need a kohen?
We want a kohen. Whoever's being chosen here, we want him to be zeich in part of the avodah. So why can't this carbon tamid is set aside for the kohanim?
You're still going with what you said before, that it's dafka the korban tamid, or you're saying a different mahalach now?
Dafka the korban tamid.
Yeah, so we say, what's different about the korban tamid?
For the same, I don't know why.
But that's all I asked. They asked why. I'm asking on you. This is a question on you. You wanna be mechadish that korban tamid is different. So I'm asking you, why would korban tamid be different?
So all I'm saying is that we see from this Mishnah that we're splitting up the korban tamid into separate parts so that each kohen can be zeicha in something in this korban tamid. So why shouldn't we have that the shechita also should be in this korban tamid? I don't know. We're trying to give out kibbutim in the korban tamid, the kohen.
I think I have what you're saying. You're saying that this din of the pais is only negeya to the korban tamid, which is a korban kavua. Now, she'en kein nedarim and nedavis that are brought randomly throughout the day. So by them there is no pais, which means you could have one koyin doing the whole korban. And this is something that is mefurish in the Mishnah later in Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Yeah, the Mishnah says there, b'me dvarim amurim b'korbanis tzibur. Aval b'korban yochid, im rotzo lehakriv makriv. Yeah, so Rashi says, im rotzo lehakriv koyen yochid es hakoil u'beloi pais. Yeah, b'me dvarim amurim b'inon kol hani koyanim l'chol behemo u'b'inon pais. That's b'korban tzibur. Aval b'korban yochid, im rotzo lehakriv koyen yochid es hakoil u'beloi pais makriv. That's the Mishnah on Rashi at the end of Chavav Amud Beis. So you're saying, one second, that's a fact, that's not a gather, that's a halacha. So you want to suggest that, therefore, only by a korban tzibur, like the korban tamid is the only korban tzibur you have a regular, I'm saying, though. It's not just the korban tamid, you have also other things here, you have the ktayris, you have the kavuak, the korbanis tzibur that you have every day. So since there you see that there's a pai, so what does it show us? It shows us, dafka there's a pai, so it shows us that by the korban tzibu, kavua, we want to have, we want to give all the kohanim a share in it. Mm-hmm. That every kohen should have a chance to do something. Mm-hmm. So you're saying, mimeila, that's why in this korban we give out even the shechita, even though the shechita could be done by a zar, but By giving the shechita also to a kohen, so you're making available another slot of the korban that a kohen should be able to have a share in it. In other words, you have all the kohanim that are coming here from all over for this week, for this day, the mishmer, the beisav. So you wanna make sure that as much as kohanim as possible will be able to have a share in the korban tzibur, right. And that's why also the shechita is being done by a kohen, because this way another kohen is going to be able to have some kind of a share in the avodah of the korban tamid. Right? That's what you mean.
Exactly.
I hear. So this is, you're saying a different teretz in the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva asked, what is shechita doing here? It's kasha bizarre. So the Ritva is saying, lechatchila you need a kohen. But that, the Rambam lehedya says, not like the Ritva. And the Pasha is the Gemara saying not like the Ritva. So that's time. It needs a Hezbollah. Yeah, that's not for us now to discuss. Yeah, you have to know how the Ritva seems to come from a Gemon Zvachim. He's saying that he's coming from a Gemon Zvachim. The Chur does not stem with the Gemon Zvachim. But Lamaisa, okay, so that's something that's so Chiyun. But Lamaisa, Lahalocha, we have a Machloek. It's Rishonim here. The Rambam holds that a Zar is kosher Lechatchila. The Ritva holds he's not. Bishlam, according to the Ritva, that's why the Shechita is being done by a Kohen. Because according to the Ritva, even when it's not a Korban Tzibur, even when it's a Korban Yachid, even when it's a Korban Edava, you'll still need a Kohen, Lechatchila. But the Rambam that says, Lehedya, not like that, we just saw. So what is the Rambam going to answer in the Ritva's Kasha? So what is the Kohen doing it here? So you're saying, could be here, it could be Dafka, because we're talking here about a Korban Tzibur, Korban Tomid, which we see that you need a pais for it, which shows us that you want to give every kohen a share. Yeah, that's why by a korban tamid we don't say that one kohen is going to do the whole thing like we say by a korban yochid, like the Mishnah later. But we divide it. Why do we divide it? Not because it's too hard for one kohen to do it. Even if one kohen wants to do it, we don't let him because we want every kohen to have a share in the korban kavua of the korban tzibur kavua. So he's saying that's why we give also the shechita out to a kohen, because this way another kohen is going to be able to participate in Davidas Atomid. I hear. It sounds like a good tarot. Sounds like a good mahalach. So that would be a teretz on the Rambam. Shitas a Rambam is that it's even lechatchila zar is kosher for shchita. So you're saying, so what's going to be the pshat now? Mission? The pshat is going to be because by korban tamid you do it. So on the mice you have to realize the difference between your teretz and the Ritva's teretz. Is not just about whether it's dafko by a korban tzibur or tamid or even by shaka bonis. There's a bigger difference. According to you, yeah, you're talking b'shitas Rambam. So even by korban tamid, it's not pshat that there's a din lechatchilo that you need a kohen. According to the Ritva, the shchita alein is mechayev a kohen lechatchilo, right? Yeah. You're not saying that even by a korban tamid, right? Because again, mitzad the gedder of the avodah, the dinei shchita by korban tamid is no different than any other korban.
All you're saying is
that legabi the pais, it's a din of the pais. We want to have a pais for the korban. The fact is that we have a pais only for a korban tzibu. Why is it? Obviously, because by a korban tzibu we want to have everyone to have a share. All the kohanim that came here. So that's why dafka here. We give out the shechita also to a kohen because we want him to have a share, not because the shechita needs a kohen. Even the chatchila doesn't need a kohen, even not by korban tamid, but because the kohen needs the shechita. Yeah, not the shechita needs the kohen. The Rambam Ritva says the shechita needs the kohen. You're saying the kohen needs the shechita. Yeah, the kohen wants to have a share in the avodah. Okay, I hear it. Sounds good. Okay. Now, Lomai said there's a Gemara at the end of the Perek, Nafchav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there is. The Gemara there is saying that Avoido that a Zar is not Chayav Misa on it. Yeah? Avoido that a Zar is not Chayav Misa on it. Doesn't need Pais. Yeah. So, frag the Gemara. You hear? Avoid that a zar. If a zar does it, he's not chayav miso. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Such kind of avoid, you don't need a pais. That's what the Gemara is saying in the end of the Perek. Yeah, which is even a bigger chiddush. Not only avoid that is kosher bazar. Even the avoid that is not kosher bazar. But if it's no chiyuv miso, like we saw. For chiyuv miso, you need higher conditions for even if it's avodah that is pasul bizar, but it doesn't mean it's chayiv miso. But as long as it's not chayiv miso, you don't need a pais for it. That's the Gemara saying in the end of the perek.
Mm-hmm.
So what about shchita? How does the shtum shchita? Shchita not only is not chayiv miso, but he's but it's not it's even kosher bizar. So the Gemara asks his kasha. So Gemara at the end of the perek asks v'hare shchita. So how come shchita has a pais? Shchita is kosher bizar. Zog di gimaro, shiny shchita the tchilas avoidahi.
I hear, but I don't dare.
The Gemara is saying the reason why Chazal made a pais, even for the shchita, is because it has a special chashivis. That's the aschol of the avodah. So even though it doesn't need a kohen, but it's the aschol of the avodah. That's what the Gemara says there. So lemaisa, you see, it's interesting. The Ritva here is asking this as a kasha. How come the shchita? How come a pais is being done with the shchita? How come you need a kohen for it? Yes, leshos of kohen zochboy. I it's shchituk shei bezar. So he's saying mechatchilu you need a kohen. But lichuru that could be answered by what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the head at the end of the parak that it's because it's chilas avodos. So it has a special chashivas. Dahainu, itaka doesn't need a kohen. Maybe not even lechatchilu, but they still did the pais for it because it has a chashivis that it's tchilas avoida. So lichura, yeah. So the shot is. So how come the Ritva is ignoring this gemara? Tchilas avoida. So the Ritva there says. Pirush ve'afal gab dekshera bezar kevon detchilas kol ha'avoydesi yeah ve'yoyim ra'uyei lasis lepayis kshehi bekoyen it's interesting lashon. Yeah, they were just saying when it's done by a koyen, so you need a pais for it because of the chashivis that it's tchilas ha'avoyda. Okay, so you have to know how this works out. Yeah, we had a ritva here asking a kasha, and the Gemara is asking a very similar kasha in the end of the perek, and what the Gemara is answering, who would answer what the ritva answers here, right? Asks here, and the ritva himself is addressing it there. That even though it's shchitas ksheya bezar, but since it's tchilas avoida shchitas, so that's why you do a pais on it. And if you do a pais on it, so really it's a little bit of a different discussion. Here the ritva is discussing how can you need a koyin. And there, the Gemara is discussing how come you need a pais. But lichur, it's how about talio? Yeah. Yeah. So could be that's what's going on here. The Gemara there, and that's what the Ritva is being madgish there at the end of the parak. Ve'uye ilasis lepais kshehi bekoyen. Da'ainu. The Gemara there is discussing not why are you doing it with the koyen. You're doing it with a kohen for a reason, yeah. According to the Ritva, why are you doing it with a kohen? Because lechatchila you need a kohen. But the Gemara there is asking something else. Why do you need a pais? Even if a kohen does it, there's a rule that even avoidis that are done by a kohen, still they don't need a pais as long as a zar is not chayiv misa for it. Kol sheken shchito, that a zar is not only not chayiv misa for it, but it's even kosher bezar. So lechatchila it needs a kohen, fine. But there's for sure no chayiv misa for a zar, so how come it needs a pais? So I think that this is what's going on here. Yes, yeah, so you have separate discussions. The Ritva's kasha here, and the Gemara's kasha at the end of the parak is two separate kashas. The Ritva here is asking, why do you need a kohen for the shchito? Zok the Ritva, there's a din that even though shchito is ksheya bezar, but lechatchila you need a kohen. Then the Gemara at the end of the parak is asking another kasha. Okay, I understand why you need a kohen. The Ritva said, Ritva's Yisai, because lechatchila you need a kohen even for a shchita. But why do you need a pais for it? Let any kohen do it without a pais. Because there's a klal that a pais you do only for a certain kind of avoda that a zar is chayv misa on it. Zok the Gemara, the reason why you do a pais is because it's a tchilas avoda, it's the shchita, the beginning of the day, the beginning of the Kavan Domit. So that's why. Has a special chashivis, we want to give everyone a share, whatever, so, a chance to so that's now okay. So that's according to the Ritva's teretz. Now, according to the Rambam that we said, so let's make the cheshbon again now with the end of the pack with what you were saying. According to the Rambam, we say shchita is kosher afilu lechatchila bezar, right? The Rambam disagrees with the Ritva's yosoid. So what is the Rambam going to answer on the Ritva's kasha? How come you need a koyin? Right? That's what we asked. So you were saying, because since you need a pais for the Korban Tamid, for the Korban Tzibu, Dafka, so that's why you also need a kohen, because the purpose of the pais is to give all the kohanim a share. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, Lichura, what the Gemara is saying at the end of the parak, yeah, is gonna already saying, I'm trying to think how would it stem with Yom Halacha al Pi the Rambam? Yeah, could it go together? You're saying that there's a din of the Korban Tamid to have a kohen because We want every kohen, even for the shechita, because we want every kohen, we want the most kohen, more kohenim to have a share in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's the reason why we have the pais. Right? Right? So when the Gemara was asking at the end of the Perek, how can you have a pais for the shechita doesn't need a pais. It's not a kind of a vid that would need a pais.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what is the answer? The answer is, the Gemara is saying, because it's tchilas avoida. Tchilas avoida has a chashivis. So l'chuva, yeah, so that doesn't answer why you need a coin. Right?
Right.
That answers why you need a pipe. Why do you need a coin? So you're saying you need a coin because we want more kohanim to have a participation. For the same reason we're making a pais,
right.
We also want a kohen to be included. So I'm just thinking, yeah, this still needs clearing. But it could be that this already, according to the Rambam, this already is going to all be included in that gemara. Yeah, once the gemara is saying it needs a pais because it's tchilas avodah, so that's also why it needs a kohen. And taka, it's true that the pais is only for a korban tzibur, like you said, like we saw in the Mishnah Chovav Amud Beis. Yeah, so yeish la'ayin. So yeah, the chuvah did this. Okay. Where are we here? Weiter. So ad kan was shitas Tanekama. Now Tanekama. The order of the pais, this is something important to mention. There's an order here, right, of the Ivarim. Now, this order is not only about the pais, the order matters, lemaisa, about the Avodah itself. The Kohanim are being zeichen, the different Ivarim, or in the different Avodahs, that's how they're going to actually do the Seder Avodah. Yeah? In terms of Kupanim Benegeda Yivorim, yeah, Benegeda Yivorim. Benegeda Mala Yivorim Lakevish, yeah, so the Rosh and the regular is going to be brought to the Kevish first, and then the Shtei Yodayim. So this is also the order of the Avoda, not only the order of the Pais.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the reason for this order? So the Gemara says that it's Derech Iluyoi, the Hainu. It goes by the quality, by the size of the Ivarim. Yeah, I'm saying not Iluyo. I'm saying Derech. Yeah, the Gemara is saying Gemara Rashi, the Rambam, that it goes by the size of the Ivarim. Yeah, the bigger it is, so that goes first. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara more about it. There's a sugi about it. But anyway. The Mishnah brings a choylik. Omar ben Azai lifnei Rabbi Akiva mishum Rabbi Yeshua derech hiluchoi hoya korev. You see, he's already directly focusing on the seder hakrova, not on the pais, because as we said before, it's haba otalya. The seder of the pais goes by the seder hakrova. So the Tanakama obviously holds that that's also the seder hakrova. Rabbi Yeshua is choylik. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the seder hakrova is a different Seder, not like the Seder that is described in Tanakhama. The Gemara is going to say what's exactly the Seder according to Rabbi Yeshua. But basically, the klal is that it's Derech Hiluchoi Dehainu, Zok Rashi, Kederech Hiluchoi Bechayov, Hoyokorev Atomid, which means the way the behemoth walks, what comes first. Yeah, so, yeah, so for Lamashal, the Rosh would come first, also according to Rabbi Yeshua, because, but for a different reason, because it goes first in the Derech Hiluchoi. Yeah, but Koponim, other Ivarim are going to go in a different order. Yeah, the Yadayim are before the Raglaim. Yeah, because the Yadayim are... So we'll see in the Gemara what exactly the Seder is according to Rabbi Yeshua. But Koponim, the criteria is different according to him. So in Melo, there's going to be Nafkiminis. Now, one last thing before we start the Gemara. When we're talking here about being Maile Ivarim Lakevish. Yeah, me Maile Ivarim Lakevish. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is about Hoylochas Hoyvorim to the Mizbeach.
Yeah.
Now, what about the Haktorah itself? If the Hoylochas Yivorim Lakevish, there's also Haktorah, the actual Haktorah of the Yivorim on the Eisha Mizbeach.
Right.
Who does that? Yeah, so you might think, okay, maybe this, we didn't talk about it yet. But you go right to the next mission in Daf Chovav Amud Aleph. So back in the next mission it says, in Chovav Amud Aleph, Mi Mali Yivolim Min HaKevish LaMizbeach was done by a separate pais, a pais HaRivi, but even there, it doesn't say HaKtov. It says Ha'alo. The Hainu, there's two stages. First you put the Yivolim on the Kevish, and then you put the Yivolim on the Mizbeach. But who does the Haktovah? That it doesn't say. That it doesn't mention anywhere in the Mishnayos as part of the Pais. So who does it? Mm-hmm. So the Ritva here brings up this Shiloh. Here in Dosante Shiloh, the Haktovah is not mentioned at all. So the Ritva says, a very interesting Chiddush. Zok the Ritva, Zok to Ritva. Oh, big chiddush, he says. V'ha deloy kotani mi maktir. What about the Aktovo? Zok to Ritva mi pnei shemin hastam. Yeah, bistoma, by default, in other words, it goes without saying, the Mishnah doesn't even have to say it. Hazoyrek hu hamakti. Here a chiddush. The kohen that was zoich in the zrika, he's going to also do the haktovah. What's the shaykhis? Dr. Ritva, kedei sheteyose avoidas hadam vehabosor bekohen echod. Yeah, there's two parts of the carbon that there's avodah being done with. There's the dam and the basar, right? That's what we had in the sugya of avodah tamah, right? There's the avodah tamah of the dam, is the zrika, avodah tamah of the basar is the aktova, right? So there's two parts of the carbon. Right. So zok to Ritva, it makes sense that one kohen should do both parts, the avodah hadam and the avodah basar. Yeah, so the final avodah hadam is the zrika. The final Havaydas Abbasar is the Aktova. So even though other Havaydas of the Dam, yeah, the Shchito, which is also considered part of the Havaydas Adam, that's done by a different Kohen. So the, one second, the Halas Yivoyim on the Kevesh on the Mizbeach, that's also Havaydas Abbasar, and that's done by other Kohanim. However, the final Havayda of the Dam and the Basar should be done by the same Kohen. Kedei Shetehei Havaydas Hadam VeHabbasar B'Kohen Echot. He's saying that's what makes sense.
It's very interesting because it's not happening that it's becoming nechah. It's clear not happening that it's becoming nechah and everything else. What is
it? It is. Again, the final avoida of the dam and the basar is done by one coin according to the ritva, by the same coin. Right, avoida tahainu, the final avoida, the gemar avoida of the dam and the basar should be done by one coin. This is the ikra avoida. The zriko is the kapara. Yeah, the aktara is the ikra avoida of the basar. So the ikra avoida of the dam and the ikra avoida of the basar should be done by the same coin. That's what the ritva says. That's how it makes sense. And ad kedikach, it's pashut in this. Yeah, and ad kedikach.
Happening, what's going on?
So in other words, the ritva says when the Mishnah says mi zayrek, that already includes also mi maktir, because that's the same person. Once you zayich and zrik, automatically you also get that. You do the aktava.
I think to me it sounds like that even though we're splitting up all the avodas, you said one should get a chance. But we still want that the ikur should be one.
The ikur avoda should be done by one kohen. So the ikur avoda is the zrika and the aktova. It's two different things, and this is by the dam, this is by the basar. We want to unite it by one kohen. The other avodas that are not the ikur, so that we're dividing between other kohanim. Yeah. And ad ki dikach it's pasha to the ritva this svara. That this he's saying this as a teretz. How come the Mishnah doesn't even mention it? Yuchapim, Bishlam of the Mishnah would say this, that the Zayrik also does the Aktova. So now it just needs a Hesber, so you can say a Svara. Okay, because Vaistois Chazal want the Avodas Adam and the Avodas Abbasar, the Ikur to be done by the same Kohen. But the Mishnah doesn't say it at all. So the Ritva, so Vaistois, this Svara is so strong by the Ritva, that for him it's enough to answer how come the Mishnah didn't even bother to say it. It goes without saying. Yeah, that's what the Ritva is saying here. He says, Mipnei shemin hastam hazoikim ha'aktim. What should mean hastam? Bistama, even though the Mishnah didn't say it, it goes without saying. It's obvious. Once the Mishnah says miyazoivik, we're supposed to figure out on our own that it means that he also does the Aktova. Yeah. So the ad kedikach, it's strong by him this svara.
Even though you see we're splitting everything up here.
Right. Now, first of all, there's the magia here in the Ritva. That he says, he wants to suggest a different teretz. He's saying ichur the kasha doesn't start b'chla. Why? Because he says, as we just saw, in the next Mishnah, it's talking about ha'alas ivoim al hamizbeach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, ha'alas ivoim al hamizbeach. We find in other places that the term ha'alah, yeah, in a korban, includes also not only putting it up on the mizbeach, but it also includes burning it. Yeah, the lashon ha'alah, many times we find that includes the aktava alein. Yeah, korban oila is not called korban oila because you put it on top of the mizbeach. It's because you do the aktava on the whole korban is being nikta. Yeah, so you find psukim. Yeah, asher yale oilo oizevach. Asher yale means haktava. Vehelo hakoyin ha'oilo. Yeah, it means only he puts it on top of the mizbech. It means he burns it. Haktava. Yeah, so we find many times in psukim zok the magi and the ritva that lashon ha'alah includes the haktava also, and so too in lashon mishnayis. Yeah, we find there's a mishnah in zvachim legabe shchitas chutz. There's an issur of shchitas chutz. And there's the issue of hakvava haktova b'chutz. Yeah, chutz l'beis hamikdash. You take a korban, you do the shechita b'chutz, or you do the haktova b'chutz. Now the lashon mishnah is hashoichet v'hamale b'chutz. What does male mean? Male means maktir. So you find also in lashon chachamim, in lashon mishnah, that the word ha'alah of a korban includes also the haktova. Mimele zokta magia. He says, I don't understand what's bothering the ritva. In the Mishnah later in Chavavu Mudalev that says Pais Revi, yeah, mi male ivoim min hakevesh lamizbeach, yeah. So that's for sure the stage that we're talking about here in our Mishnah, mi male ivoim lakevesh. That's not the aktor yet, yeah, because the aktor is not done on the kevesh. The aktor is done on top of the mizbeach, on the mizbeach itself. But in the next Mishnah, in the Pais Revi, where it says mi male ivoim min hakevesh lamizbeach, Zokta Magi on the Ritva, obviously that already includes also the Aktova, because that's Ha'alah on the Mizbeach means also the Aktova. Yeah, he doesn't just put it on the Mizbeach, he also burns it. So that's the answer. Yeah, so the Ritva is asking, where does it say in the Mishnah who gets the Aktova? How come it's not mentioned? Zokta Magi, it is mentioned. It says, Mimali, Vayin Lamizbeach. That means he also does the Aktova. He doesn't just put it there, he burns it there. He puts it on the Eish. That's all. So first of all, what's the kasha here? The Ritva is saying it's not mentioned. It is mentioned, he's saying. And second of all, la halacha, the Ritva's yesaid won't be true, he tainas. The Ritva says that the halacha is that who does the haktova? The zayrik, the one that was eichin the zrika. Zokta magia, no. In the Mishnah, it's mashma that the one that who does the haktova, the one that is zeichin, the pais harevi in the halas ivoyim lamizbeach, so he part of his job is daktova lein. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a very strong point that he's making here. So that's the taina of the magia of the ritva. This is the old magia. This is not in the new ritvas what they have. This is the old ritvas. There's a magia that his name is Chaim. Every time he writes a footnote on the ritva, you can find it even in the old ritvas. So he says Chaim Medaber. That's how he starts his footnotes. Yeah, it's someone that when he wrote the ritva with footnote, he added footnotes. Anyway, so this is what he tines. However, obviously, yeah, the Ritva holds otherwise. The Ritva holds that when the Mishnah says, lekamon mi malei voin min akevet lamizbeach, it's not talking about Haktorah. It's only talking about putting it up there without the actual Haktorah. Yeah. Now, the Maisa, in the Tosis Yeshanim and the Tosis Rosh, it's Taka Mashma, like this Magia, that Malei Voim Akevish Lamizbech, that's the Haktorah also. That's the Haktorah. That's Tosis Yeshanim and Tosis Rosh later. So we already have Machlekes Yeshanim here. It's not just the Machlekes between the Ritva and the Magia. Okay, so they have a discussion here in the Hagois of the New Ritva. What's Pshat in the Ritva? So the Ritva has had his reasons, had his rayas, that when it says Halo, when it says Malei Voim El Mizbech, it does not include Haktorah. Now. One last thing about this. This Ritva is brought down in the Kisef Mishnah on the Rambam. The Ritva here, if not. It's interesting, the Kisef Mishnah, we find several times that he brings down the Ritva on Yuma. So, here, also, the Kisef Mishnah brings down this Ritva. And the Mishnah Lemelech, Oifenor, that's on the Rambam of Pais, in Perek Dalad, the Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. So the Mishnah Lemelech says that in Rashi, in Sukkah, it's mashma that the kohen that does the halah, say vayim lamizbeach, he also does the haktorah. In other words, what the magia tain is on the ritva, and we saw there's some mashmois like that in Teis Yishanim, Teis Rosh later, so it's a Rashi in Sukkah, mefurish in Rashi in Sukkah. So now we have a Rashi already. Rashi in Sukkah Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis. So let's see. So Rashi says, let's see if we could find the Rashi. Oh, Zokt Rashi. Listen to this. Rashi in Sukkah. Shisha koyhanim hazoichim behoilochas ivorim. Kedamrinan beseder yumo. Yeah? Rashi is referring to our Mishnah. Shisha koyhanim hazoichim behoilochas ivorim. Kedamrinan beseder yumo. Mesadrim oisei betachtisei shul kevish. Mechetzia yulemato. Bemizvochoi shul kevish. Yeah? So Rashi says, so when you put the Yivonim on the Kevish, you put it on the bottom half of the Kevish. Ad sheyovei hamale umaktiron min hakevish v'lamizbeach. Yeah?
What's the Lashon? Maktiron min hakevish.
Ad sheyovei, because they put, the Shisha Koyanim of our Mishnah, they're putting it on the Kevish, right? Then the next stage, which is described in the Mishnah Chavav, that Paisa Revi, mi male Yivonim min hakevish v'lamizbeach, yeah? So the Rashi says there, How is Rashi describing that stage? Ad sheyovei hamale umaktiron min hakevesh v'lamizbeach. Hamale umaktiron. No, the way to read it. No, I'm not reading it right. Ad sheyovei hamale umaktiron min hakevesh v'lamizbeach. Yeah, the min hakevesh v'lamizbeach is going on the male. But Rashi is saying Hulehedyo. Yeah, that's
the Malim Matir.
Yeah. No, that's the next Mishnah. Mi Malim in a Kevish Lamizbeach. That's the Mi Malim Vom in a Kevish Lamizbeach. That's the Rashi is referring to the Lashon of the Mishnah Chovot. Just Rashi is saying Lehedyo Male Umaktiron. Zok to Mishnah Melech. Yeah, Male Umaktiron. Yeah, so Rashi is just throwing in that he also does the Aktova. Yeah, he also does the Aktova. So Rashi says Lehedyo. Not like the Ritva. Yeah, so you see this is the Mishnah Melech still. Yeah, you see here Rashi is not talking about it, but the Mishnah Melech is saying, yeah, he's responding on this Ritva. He says, in Rashi and Sukkah, it's Mefush, not like that. In Rashi and Sukkah, you see that the person that does the Halas Ivarim, the Mizbeach, he's the one that does the Aktova, the Hainu, like the Magia said, yeah? So, Bekitzer, it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi and Sukkah says, Lehedyo, that who does the Aktova, that person, the coin that is Malil, Minakevish Lamizbeach, of the next Mishnah. And the Ritva holds, and that's the Mashmoy source of Teisi Shonim and Teisi Rosh later. And that's what the Magia is saying in the Ritva. He's saying, even though the Mishnah doesn't say Aktova, he adds the, but we find in other Mishnahs that the Loshon Halo includes also Aktova. Mashenk in the Ritva holds, no. This is Hazayvik who are Maktir. So there's Mamish Machlekis La Alocha here. Who does the Aktova, the Zayvik or the Malik? Machlekes Rashi in the Ritva. Yeah, then the Mishnah Melech adds that also in the Ramban and Milchamis, it's also mashma like Rashi and Sukkah, not like the Ritva. He has also interesting diuk from the Ramban, because the Ramban says that the one that is zoiche in the halas ivarim, yeah, min hakevish lamizbeach, so he's also in charge of halas ivarim that at night. That fall off the mizbeach and they're not burned yet and they have to return them. Zokta Mishnah Melech, obviously that's not talking about Stam putting it on the mizbeach, that's talking about the Aktova alone. So you see that in the Ritva's Welt, when we're talking about Halah, it means also the Aktova. Yeah. Okay, so we have here the Rashi and Sukkah, the Ramban Milchamis, Taisis, Yishanim, Taisis, Yerush, on one side, they all say that it's the part of the Halah. That the one that gets the Allah does it, and that's also the Mishnah Melech Tani is also the Rambam holds this way, even though the Rambam doesn't say. But Mistima Seram, that's how it's Mashma. Because so the Ritva is pretty much a Shtikl Das Yochid here. The Ritva holds the like right Vishonim that the Zoyvik is doing the Aktova. Okay, then there's another Mahalach in the Ritva, Yehui and Sham, we're not getting into that. The part that, of the Ritva that is brought down the case of Mishnah is only this part. Okay. Ibayilahu. Yeah, Zakti Gimor. Kishain mefaisim laavoido achas mefaisim, a very easy gemara now. Kishain mefaisim laavoido achas mefaisim oidil molechol avoido vaavoido him mefaisim. Zok to Rashi laavoido achas mefaisim kigoin mi shoichet ulekeshiyizke mi shezochol ashchito shuv ein pais lishar yudbeis avoidois. So how do you do that? Elo koyhanim shemukofim liyeminoi nimshochim acharov kefi seder mishnaseinu sheini lezriko shlish ledishon mizbeach apnimi bevil minoi v'chein kulam. Dehainu, according to this tzad, the lottery that you do, yeah, the goyvel that you're doing is only for one koyin. Right. Yeah, you pick the number. Yeah, you put them in a circle. You pick the number, and whoever the number ends by, the counting ends by, he gets the shechita, and that's it. You don't do anything further. Now, right, all the rest of the avodah is already automatically. The next coin to his right is going to do the zrika. The next coin to the right is going to do the dishon mizbech apnimi, etc. So the pais really is only done for one avodah, for the first avodah, which is the shechita.
Yeah.
Oydil molechol avoido v'avoidim mefaisim. Zok Rashi hayu chayzim moitzim etzboiseim laminyon v'azoiche zoiche. Dehainu, they did one pais for the shechito mishoichet. Then they started a new counting. Yeah, they picked a new number and they took off the mitznefes of another kohen maybe. Yeah, and they started a new counting. That's for whoever it ends up by. The zviko. Because you have a separate counting for each one of the avoidis that is mentioned in the Mishnah. That's the second side of the Gemara. So that's the suffix. Toshmazok the Gemara. Alba piosis hoyusham. Yeah, the Hainu in the first mission in the parak it said Abba Piosis Hayushon. This was for Goyrolis. V'is al kedaitoch lechol avoyda hemefaisim tuvahavu. So it's not just four. Because you're saying, when our Mishnah for the Moshe is talking about a Pais HaSheni. So this Pais HaSheni really includes many Piyosais. Yeah, if there's 13 Koyanim here, so there's 13 Piyosais. Each one of the Avedis that is mentioned here has a separate Pais. So how could you sum it up by Abba Piyosais? It's not Abba Piyosais, it's much more. So Mikan Raya, that our Mishnah is only one Pais, which you only basically do for the Avedis HaShechita, and that Mimela already is going to give you the decision for the rest of the avodas, like we said. Zog di Gemara, hoch oma avnachen bar Yitzchok, hochik oma. Sinishkin raya, la'olam, we could say that there's a separate pais for each one of the avodas. Ay, how come it says arba piyosois? Hochik oma, arba peomim nichnosim lo'ofis, ulechol chod chado vechado, hayu batuva piyosois, dahainu. When it says arba piyosois, maybe all it means is that there's four times that they come in and gather for having a pais. Like we saw before, that every time they gather together, it's a b'roi v'amadras melech, yeah, b'veiz elikim nehalach b'ragish. So they do it four times. So there's four gatherings throughout the day for the purpose of pais. But that doesn't mean that on every gathering there's only one goyel. There could be more than one lottery for every time they gather. So the Abba Piyos is referring to the four times they gather, but in each gathering there might be more than one goyel. Tuva Piyosis. So for Kitzer, so we're back to the suffix, yeah. So it's not a raya, not one way or the other. Amud beis Toshma nocha raya. Rabbi Yehuda oimer lo yo yopais lamachto elokayin shezocha baktoires oimer laze sheimoi zechei imi bamachto. What does this mean? So this is talking about the next pais. The pais hashlishi is about the ktoires. Yeah, it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Now, in the Avodas HaKetoris, Rashi describes here, there's two parts to the Avodas HaKetoris. The Ketoris that you bring every day. There's Hoylochas HaKetoris and Hoylochas HaMachto. Hoylochas HaGecholim. Dehainu, the way the Ketoris is done, there's the Ketoris Alein, yeah, the Besamim of the Ketoris, that you put it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and you do the HaKetorah with it there. But for that, you also need gicholim, you need coals to burn it on it. Now, the coals are not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but you bring them from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. That's the halacha. For the Aktoras HaKetoris on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you have to bring gicholim from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Now, bringing the gicholim from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and putting them on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's its own avaida. Yeah? So, you need two separate koyanim for it. Yeah, you need one koyin. You need one koyin for the haktoras haktoiris, and another koyin for havas hagicholim, for ilochas hagicholim, for the mizbeach hachitz and the mizbeach apnimi for the haktoiris. Okay. Now, when the Mishnah says, and the next Mishnah, ha'pais ha'shlishi chadoshim l'ktoiris boyu v'ofisu. So there's a pais for the ktoiris. So this is referring to the ktoiris alone, to the etzim ha'ktoiris ha'ktoiris. But we still have to know who's going to bring the gicholim for the ktoiris. Right? So about that, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. So Rabbi Yehuda says, lo yo yo pais la'machto. Machto is the kli that you bring, the shovel that you bring the gicholim, the coals with it. So he says there was no separate pais for it, even though there was a separate koyin for it, yeah? Lekula alma, there was a separate koyin for that, but you didn't need another pais for it. Elo koyin shezocha baktoiris oimil laze sheimoi zechei imi b'machto. Dehainu, the one that won the ktoiris says to the next koyin, yeah? Rashi says, he says to the koyin next to him, oimil laze sheimoi zok to Rashi, zechei imi b'machto. Yeah, so kipshutei, basically what Rabbi Yehuda says here, is that what we wanted to suggest about the other avodis, that once the first coin wins the pais, so then the other avodis are divided automatically between the koyanim next to him, yeah, the next coin to his right side, etc. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says about the ktoiris, right? Now, so from this, the Gemara brings a raya, that what? That you see that the way it works is that you don't need a pais for every avoda of the korban, even a korban that includes different avodas. And each avodah requires a different kohen, but you don't need a separate pious for each avodah, because it's enough to have a pious for the first one, and then the next ones are going to be done by the next kohanim that are standing there, that are standing in the row. That's what you said. That's what you said. You see in Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara wants to bring a raya from this to our shaila also, that should be the din in our mishnah also. Zog the Gemara sinishkin raya shiny machtuk toyves. The chodo avoidahi. The hainu. This that Rabbi Yehuda says that it goes automatically to the next koyin without a separate pais. Maybe that's dafko by a machton k'toyris, because even though two koyhanim do it, but it's mamish all one avoida. It's all the avoida of haktoras k'toyris. Just for that at one avoida, you need two acts. You need the act of bringing the k'toyris. You need the act of bringing the gicholim. But it's two parts of the same avodah. Yeah, it's two sides of the same coin. So maybe that's why, even though the halacha is you need two koyanim for it, but you don't need two piyosis for it. You use one pais for both. Masha'en kein and our mishnah that we're talking about separate avodahs. So here you should need maybe a separate pais for each avodah. Yeah, why is our mishnah separate avodahs? So that's for sure that shchita and zrika separate avodos. Yeah, mizoyket and mizoyrek, mi medash and mizbeach apnimi, medash and zamenoyva. But lichura mi male ivorim lakevish is not separate avodos. Yeah, it's just separate ivorim. It's all the same avodah of how Allah's ivorim lakevish. It's not separate avodos. But lemaisi, you see already. Already Rashi and Amudala from the Gemara is calling it separate avoidus. Yeah, Rashi is saying, when the Gemara is saying, La avoida achas mefaisim. Zok Rashi, Kigun Misho, Ichetu lekshiyizke, Mishazocho leshchito, Shuv ein pais leshar yudbeis avoidus. You see, Loshon Rashi. Yudbeis avoidus. So Rashi is saying it's considered 12 separate avoidus. Dainu, even the avoida of Hilachas Ivorim Lakevish, each Ivorim, each set of Ivorim, each Aver, is considered a separate avoida. Tosant. That's what we see here, right? This might be Negeya to Taisi Shonim we had in the previous Sugya. Taisi Shonim says, the halacha is that a zar, that is maktir, those are aktorah, you know? Aktorah is avodah tamah, right? It's the gemara avodah of the basar, right? So a zar that does aktorah is for sure chayiv misa, right? According to the criteria of the sugi of chayiv misa of a zar, or zar kov yumus, it's avodah smatana, it's avodah tamah, right? But what if a zar does aktorah only for one kazais of the basar? Yeah? Is a zar chayav misa for it? Lichur, why not, right? But the Tosis Shonim Taina is lichura, he shouldn't be chayav misa because it's not a avodah tamah. Because you didn't finish the aktorah yet. Yeah, when you're being makti the first kazais, there's still all the rest of the basar. So lichura it shouldn't be considered a avodah tamah. Mm-hmm. Right? The aktorah in general is the gemar avoda of the basar, but it should be only if you do the whole aktorah of the whole basar or the final kazais. But if you're only doing the first kazais, how is that avoda tamah, right? And still the halacha is that hamaktir kazar shehikter kazais chayav misa. How is that? Zok teis yishonim in lechovdal adamud beis shekol zais hekter choshuv bifnei atzmoyu. When it comes to the aktorah, Every kazais that you maktir, it's its own aktorah. It's kilo its own avoida. And imelo, that's why it's considered avoida tama, because this is the gma aktorah of this kazais. Aye, what about the other kazaisim? That's a different heftzo kilo. It's a different heftzo. So a different heftzo has its own avoida. So, so could be that's why also it's considered, yeah, every avir here that you do laktor with is considered its own avodah. Yeah? The machta on the ktor is a mamish, two parts of the same avodah. Mashenkin haktoras haroish v'regel, as opposed to haktoras shtei yadayim, is two separate avodahs, because really every chasichas bas, every kazayis bas that you're putting on the mizbeach is its own avodah. Yeah. So after that could be the tzushtil here. Okay. Saying it's not so pashut, because l'maisa we find that the Sishonim says a similar thing also about the Zvikas Adam in Chof Dalad Amud Aleph. You remember he said, yes, how come the Zvikas Adam is considered Avodah Tama? You still have the Shvichas Shiraim. So he said it's not the same dam. Yeah, so okay, Yesh Lion. But anyway, that's what we see, that this is all considered, each Aver is considered, each set of Ivarim that you're putting in the Mizbech together is considered a separate avodah. Okay. Now, ikodami zog de gimava. So I'm just declaring the order we should go here. Okay. So maybe before we go weiter. Toysis has a big problem with Sol Gimala. Toysis asking a tamer, not a regular kasha, a tamer. Mai maisi mi Rabbi Yehuda, leisi mi Tanekama ipcha. Yeah, this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, Tanekama is choylik. So Tanekama holds that the pais, Rabbi Yehuda, oimer lo yo pais lamachto, Tanekama holds ho yo pais lamachto, right? Yeah. So there was a separate pais for the Toysis and for the machto. Now here we have a suffix in our mission. Do you have a separate pais for each avoid or not? You bring me a raya from Rabbi Yehuda's shita that he held that there was no pais, separate pais for the machta. Okay, even that the Gemara's daicha that maybe there is different. But even if it's not different, but what are you bringing me a raya from Rabbi Yehuda? Tanakama is choylik, no? So Tanakama would obviously hold that if there was no pais, separate pais for the machta, kol shekin there was no separate pais here. So what kind of yeah, you have a halacha shari here, you bring a raif from a das yochid to Rabbi Yehuda? Adarabba, there should be a raif a cat. You see, Tanakama holds that there is a separate pais for each avodah. This is a kushiyatsumo, Tais ask here. So Tais want to see a very interesting teretz. This is mamish. So the Tais have a few terutzim. Yeah, we'll focus on the inami of Tais. Yeah, second teretz of Tais. They say like this, vegishmak. It's true that when it says Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, so obviously Tanakam is choylik, right? It's mashma Tanakam is choylik. Just the shot is, what does Tanakam hold? Pashtis, we assumed that if Rabbi Yehuda says lo yo pais lamachto, so Tanakam says lo yo pais lamachto. Zok Tais says no. Tanakam also agrees that lo yo pais lamachto. So what's the machloikis? Yeah, you have a hidden machloikis here. We only have Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't say we don't have Tanakama. We have to guess what Tanakama holds, right? So Pashtis, we could the Pashtis assumption is if Rabbi Yehuda says there was no separate pais of the machta Tanakama holds, there was, right? That's what Tesis understood in the Kasha, and that's what Tesis asks. What do you bring me a raif from Rabbi Yehuda when you have a raif aket from Tanakama, from Chachamim, right? From the mainstream Shita. So Tesis, you're right that there's a Tanakama here, but then Tanakama does not disagree with this part of Rabbi Yehuda. This that Rabbi Yehuda says lo yo pais lamachto, this Tanakam also agrees with. So what's the machloikis? So Zakta says this is something you're gonna appreciate, because I saw you were imid in this when we learned Rabbi Yehuda's lashon. Tais is now being medayik Rabbi Yehuda's lashon. Zakta says let's pay attention to what Rabbi Yehuda says. Lo yo pais lamachto elo koyin shezocho baktoyves oimer loze sheimoi zechei imi bamachto, right? How does Rashi touch it up? So we saw Rashi says
the circle, the next one, the circle.
Mi shezocha ba'omer lozeh shebiyeminoi zechei imi b'machto. Behind Rashi learns that Rabbi Yehuda means the same thing like we were suggesting before. When there's one pais that once for the first kain is zeiche, so the next kain automatically is does the next avoda, right? That's Rashi says that's what Rabbi Yehuda also means. Zaktai says that's not mashma and the lashon. I'm sorry, that's not what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. If that's what Rabbi Yehuda would be saying, it should say loyay apais lamachto elokayin shezocha baktayris hakayin sheima yo hakayin shebiyeminai zocha imi b'machto. What is this whole amira thing? Kayin shezocha baktayris oimer lozeh sheima yizechayin b'machto. What do you have to? What does he have to tell him it for? What is this amira about? What is this b'chlal the business of the kayin shezocha baktayris? This is two separate things. You are zeich in the ktayris. Yeah, so you should mind your own thing. And then the next kohen, the kohen that happens to be standing on your right side, he's zeich in the machto. Yeah, that's not that's because that's the seder, right? That's not what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Zoktaydis. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the kohen is zeich in the machto. It's something that has to do with him. He tells the kohen, the other kohen, to do the other avodah. What does this mean? So Zoktaydis says it's not mashma in Rabbi Yehuda that he holds that it's automatic, that the next kohen on the right gets the next avodah. In Rabbi Yehuda, it's mashma that it's up to the kohen that was zeich in the ktoris. He gives out the next avodah. It's like someone that he buys the hagbeh, so he already also gives out the aliyah. He also chooses. You can't have the same person doing the hagbeh and the gelilah. You have one person. But so you have one person buying the hagbah. He's also going to give out the. Who's going to get the aliyah? The gelilah. He's going to do the hagbah himself, and the aliyah is going to give to a person of his favor. Right? That's what's going on here. Also, Zok Toisvis. The pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is not like we were talking about before, that it's automatic. Rabbi Yehuda is saying there's one kind that zoich in the ktoiris, and then what about the machto? He gets to choose who's going to do the avod of the machto. It's up to him. That's why Rabbi Yehuda is saying, "Koyin shezocha baktoiris, oimer lo zeh sheima yizechei b'machto." And if he says ktoiris, it's lav dafka even the kohen that is in right and is on his right side. Yeah. What if he chooses the kohen on his left side, or what if he even chooses a different kohen? He could choose any kohen he wants. It's lav dafka kohen sheima. The point is, it's up to him. He's the one that chooses it. So the reason why you don't need a separate paizok to taiz lufi Rabbi Yehuda, it's not because the next coin is automatic. It's because the one that is zeich in the ktoiris, he gets also to choose all the other avodas that are related. So he gets to give it out. Yeah, it's only one, the machto. He gets to give it out. That's all it means. Yeah.
So imai, I guess, just means a friend of his.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it could be the milsonaka that it's the kind next thing. Taisa saying the ragil hayo loyim aloisa shoyim edetz lali iminoi mishum eva shelo yekpidu achayim olav. Yeah, but derech klal he taka gave to the person next to him because of eva.
People sometimes do that.
What?
When there are aliyahs that come together, I noticed that people give it to the one that sits right next to them.
Yeah, because they don't want to start making very good. So because it's stuck, but it's not liku. The point is, it's up to him. At the end of the day, it's up to him. He could give it to whoever he wants. Mimela. So wait a minute. So if that's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, so that's a whole different thing already. So what is the Gemara B'chlal bringing right from it? You see, yeah, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Pashas and Rashi is not like that. Pashas and Rashi's Rabbi Yehuda is exactly what we suggested before, that once the first one is zeich in the pais, and then all the next ones are automatic, right? Mm-hmm. Tosfos is saying that's bechlal not what Rabbi Yehuda meant. You see that he's saying totally different words, right? So according to Tosfos pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, so bechlal. So we have to start learning the sugya from scratch here, this raya from the beginning. So what is the raya bechlal? The gemara only had two tzdadim. Legabe our case, legabe our mishnah, it's either one pais or separate piyosri. So if it's one pais, it's automatic the next koyhanim. Right? Here we didn't say that the Kayin gives it out, right? It's automatic. So what's the right from Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold one neither way. Rabbi Yehuda holds a numus of a Kayin giving it out, right? Zok Toisvis inachinami. The right is not from Rabbi Yehuda. The raya is from Tanekamo. You see, chad kasha mitaratzta bechaverto. Yeah, now we're asking, what's the raya from Rabbi Yehuda? Before we asked, how can you bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda, not from Tanekamo fakert? Zoktei sinachinami. You know what's going on here? The Gemara is not bringing a raya from Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is just bringing down Rabbi Yehuda Oimer to be medayik that Tanekamo is choylik. Now, what is Tanekamo choylik? Not that Tanekamo holds that hoya pais lamachto. No, everyone agrees that hoya pais lamachto. Just Tanekamo holds that how do you give out the next the next the machta, the next coin. Rabbi Yehuda says,
choose.
It's up to him to choose the coin that is eichin the k'toyris. Tanakama holds no. It's automatic. Whoever stands next to him automatically gets it. That's the whole machlokes. They both agree that there's no pais to the next. You don't have a separate pais to the machta. The shaila just is, how does the next coin? How does the coin of the machta get it? Rabbi Yehuda holds. It's up to him, whoever he chooses. Tanakam holds, no, it's not up to him, it's automatic. Zoktoisvis, that was the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara's Raya was from Tanakama. Tanakama that holds that it's automatic, yeah, but still there's no pais, it's automatic. So yeah, so Lichur, the same thing should be also in our Mishnah by the Avodis. In a Chinami. Not from Rabbi Yehuda was the Raya, the Raya was taken from Tanakama.
No.
So that's why you don't need a separate pais there. By our Mishnah, you don't need a separate pais. Bekitzer, Teisa changing the tzak in Rabbi Yehuda, and he made a Teisa saying, now that Rabbi Yehuda means something else, so we could say that Tanakama that is choylik, and not choylik all the way, that there's no pais at all. I'm saying that there is a separate pais. Tanakama also agrees that loy haga pais lamachta. The machlekes is only about the seif of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's up to the kohen. Tanakama holds not up to the kohen; it's automatic. And the raya the Gemara is bringing is taka from Tanakama. In other words, lekula alma. We see here that much that it's that there's no separate pais for the other avoda, right? Yeah, that much we see lekula alma. There's no separate pais for each avoda. So that's the Gemara's raya. So up to Gemara. K'tayris is different, K'tayris is machta, is all part of the same Avodah.
Well,
okay. Okay, Gloria, you had a
horror. I'm just missing where the Tanakama is. Like, why?
Tanakama is not mentioned. We only have a quotation of Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, what's the pshat? I'm just wondering. Like, why is it mentioned? Why is
no, because we only have that part of the Braisa. That's all we have.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we don't have it. It's not a Mishnah that it says from Miviat. Yeah, we only heard what Rabbi Yehuda's shito. Yeah, so now we're supposed to figure out what Tanakama holds, right? So Gemara's saying that's obviously what Tanakama holds. Okay, Iko D'Amri. Now this Iko D'Amri is not another teretz. Yeah, it's a little shver here, the reading of the Gemara. Yeah, usually in this case would be like, you know, you have shiny machtuk toiz dechoda avaydei, that's one teretz, and now Iko D'Amri are different teretz. But it's not. This Iko D'Amri is going back to the beginning of the Raya. The first Ikadami was saying that the Raya was that by us it should be separate piyosis, right? Mm-hmm. The Gemara is saying it's not a Raya because there it was, I'm sorry, faket. The original Raya was that by us it should be only one pais, just like there it's one pais, right, for both. So Gemara is saying, Sinishkin Raya, maybe Dafka, there it's one pais because it's one Avaida, Mashiachin by us, separate Avaida, separate piyosis, right? Now the Ikadami is changing the Raya. You see, it's repeating the teretz as a raya. Maybe we could bring a raya faket. The fact that in this raya we see, both in Rabbi Yehuda and according to Teis also in Tanakama, that the only thing you need a separate pais for, is dafko by the k'toyvis and the machta, because it's, I'm sorry, the only thing that you do one pais for two avodis is dafko there, because it's chad avodah. So it's mashma that by sh'ar avodis, like in our Mishnah, they're going to both agree, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, that you need a separate pais. You chap?
Yes, yes.
Dahinu, how come they're saying it dafko about the k'toyvis? They should have said it in our Mishnah, on our Avodis,
right,
of the Talmud. Mikan Raya, the Tako Ktoiris is different, because there, the Macht and the Ktoiris is one Avodah, Mashenkin, and our Mishnah, that's separate Avodis. Everyone would agree that it's a separate Pai. So Adrab, it should be a Raya Fakert. Zog the Gemara, Macht it's Trichole. Salke Daitoch, Amino, Hoil, Veloy Shchicho, Measro, Naskin Lopais, Bifnei Atzmo, Komash Melon. Yeah, so what is the Gemara answering? The Gemara is saying that's not a Raya either. La'olam, maybe it's taka true that there's a separate, that is, it's only one pais, even in our Mishnah, even though it's separate avodais. Aye, how come Rabbi Yehuda is only saying it there? Teretz is, maybe it's only a revusa, there is a special chiddush, that's why he's saying it there. It's lav dafka there, it's maybe it's also here, but there's a special chiddush there. What's a special chiddush? Zog the Gemara, since the k'tayrus is a school of ashivus, right? Like we dashing from the pasuk, Yeah, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Yeah, it gives us shiris, and that's taka why. And the next mission it says Hapaisa Shlishi Chadoshim Laktoibis Boivosifisu. Right? Only someone that Shalizoch Laktoibis Miyamov, right? Because we want everybody to be Zeichel Hashivus. So since the Ktoibis has this special Sgulo, so we would think maybe even though Bederich Klal, one Pais is enough, like in our Mishnah, it's one Pais is enough. However, there, that if there's a school of Hashivas, maybe Bedavka, we should make a separate pais for the machta in order to give all the Kohanim to have a chance to get Hashivas. Yeah? Okay, but anyway, you're dividing it between two Kohanim. Right? The discussion here is not about whether the same Kohen does both or not. Anyway, two separate Kohanim do the machta on the Ktoiris. Just the Shaila is, how does the next Kohen get it? Does he get it automatically or does he get it through a pais? Does he get it through the Amira of the first Kohen or through the pais, right? So why is a Shiris a reason to make a pais? Yeah, anyway, you're sharing the wealth, dividing the wealth between two different Kohanim. So why would it make it better to make a pais about it? So lichura, the pshat is like this. What?
Well, if you hold that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the kohen could choose.
Yeah, but anyway, we have Tanakama. If that's the case, we have Tanakama. That you said that holds that it's automatic, right?
Right. Right.
So what about Tanakama? How come Tanakama said it dafka here?
Okay.
So lichura, dafman zogin that pshat is. It's true that anyways a different coin is going to get it, and maybe if it's going to even be random, like the second coin that is standing there automatically is going to get it. But still, by making a separate pais for the separate thing of the machto, so you are increasing the chances of all the koyanim. You're kind of putting all the koyanim. The hainu like this. If it's an automatic result of one pais, yeah. So you have. One pais it goes by luck. Let's say yeah. So you have one kind was zeich in the ktoiris, and then automatically the next kind that is standing next to him is going to get the machto, right? So it's true that that's also random, but for the machto you didn't again give a chance to all the kohanim. It was already a side effect of the mazel of the first kind that was zeich in the ktoiris. Mashenkin, if you're going to have a separate pais for it, so now again all the kohanim have an equal chance to get the machto, just like all the kohanim had an equal chance to get the ktoiris. Now all the kohanim have an equal chance to get the machto. If you do it automatic, so the way it's going to work, it's not all the kohanim ever have an equal chance, because basically it's going to end up having being two kohanim that are standing right next to each other. One of them is going to get the Ktoiris, one of them is going to get the Machta. That we already know in advance. Just the Shaila is, which two Koyanim, right?
Right.
Masha'enken, if you're opening it up for a new Pais, the Machta, so now, all the Koyanim now, yeah, and anywhere they're standing, they could get they have an equal chance to get the Pais. So it could be statistically, to get the Machta, so it could be statistically, it increases the chances of each coin, yeah? It's going to be decreasing the chances of each individual to get the machta, because it's not going to work automatically. The coin that stood next to the guy that won. Now every coin is involved in a new lottery. He has an equal chance now to win the machta.
No, really, in cheshbon, it's probably just the same.
So I think it's not, because again, because here you have two. We know in advance it's only two kohanim that are standing next to each other. So that increases chances. You have the coin that is going to get the machta is going to have to be standing next to that coin in advance, right?
Yes, that's
it's true that it's random. We don't know in advance, but the fact that it's that you're going to have two kohanim to stand next to each other, and only they are going to divide between them the ktoiris. So that decreases the equal chance of each individual. To win it.
Yeah, but
statistically.
Yeah, but in the beginning, the same statistics could be anyone. Anyone could be that one standing next to that one.
I hear. So you don't see a difference in statistics here?
No. It's the statistics, not just in feeling. In Hergish, I see.
In the Hergish, you see a difference.
In the Hergish, and I listen.
Okay, so so that's food for thought. So you have to think about if a taka statistically is going to make a difference or not.
And Hergish makes sense, maybe, because you want everyone to feel.
You want everybody to feel that he has, that he got an equal chance.
Yeah.
To feel this way.
Yeah.
I hear, but I'm suspecting maybe it even has an effect in statistics. But that's something to think about. Okay. Anyway, so that but Akupanim, there's an interesting yisoy that you see here in the Gemara, like a zaitik thing that you could bring right from here, that you see that this yisoy that the Ktoiris is a Gula Fashiris. It's not only the Haktoras Haktoris alone, but it's even bring the Machta. Yeah, this is a Chiddush. One could say, bring the Machta, you're not doing the Haktoras Haktoris yet. It's just the Hachana for it. But you see in this Gemara that even that gives Ashiris, because otherwise, what's the point? Yeah, the point is we want to divide Ashiris. We want to give another client the equal chance to get Ashiris, right? So, Vaistois, even the Machta causes Ashiris. That's what you see from our Gemara. Yeah, so the Rashash is pointing this out. And Lamais, it's already Mefush and the Yushalmi like that. Yerushalmi says that, yeah. The Machtez also gives Ashiris, that part of the Ktoiris. All the different parts of the Ktoiris. Okay. Toshma. So this Raya also was being Nidchil, Lekan and Lekan. Another Raya. Yeah, so back to the Sofik, about the Avodis and our Mishnah, do you have a separate Avodis, pies for each Avodah or not? Toshma, the Tani Rabchil, Loi Lechol Avodah V'Avodah Mephaisim, Elokoyin Shezocho Batomid, Shneim Oso Echo V'Koyanim Nimshochim Imoy. Okay, so now we have a Mefurusha Braisa. Kohen Shezocha B'Tami, the Kohen that was Zeich in the first Avodah, which is the Shechita. So Shneim Asorecha V'Koyanim, Nimshachim Imoy, automatically, they get the other Avodahs. Yeah, so we see that it's there's only one Pais. Pais Hasheini, Ibayiluhu, Mi Mekabel, Shoichet Mekabel, yeah, so the Sofik here is about the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Saddam is not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes straight from Shechita to Zrika. Between the Shechita and the Zrika, there's Kabbalah Sadam and Hilochas Sadam, right? So the Hilochas Sadam, Taka the Gemara is not referring to, the Shagas, the Gvul Asari, Taka talks about it, what about the Hilocha? But the Gemara is focusing on the Kabbalah Sadam. Who does the Kabbalah Sadam? Does the Shoichet do it or the Zoyrik do it? That's basically the Sofik here, yeah? The previous Avaido or the next Avaido? What's the Tzdodim? Shoichet mekabel, the amre zayrik mekabel. Agav chavivusei loy mekabel lekulei dam. Zokt Rashi, there's a din kabbalas adam hilchos kabbalas adam that you have to be mekabel all the dam in the kli. Yeah, it's not enough to be mekabel some dam and then let the rest of the dam be nishpach al oritz, but you have to be mekabel all the dam in a kli. Now, if the zayrik is going to also do the Kabbalah, so there's a chashash that because of the chavivis of the Avodah Zrika, the Avodah Zrika has a special chavivis. Why does it have a special chavivis? Zokt Rashi shi Avodah Mizbeach, yeah, or the other Avodahs before, yeah, the Kabbalah is not yet dealing with the Mizbeach. The Zrika is mamish on the Mizbeach, so it has a special chavivis. Maybe we could add also, we know the Zrika is the Ikur Kapara, the Ikur Itzoy, that's the Gmar Avodah Sadam. So maybe that's another reason why it has a special chavivis. Anyway, because it has a special chavivis, so we're afraid that the zayrik loy mekabele lekulei dam. Maybe he's going to be in such a rush and excitement to do the zrika already, so he's going to want to hop around. As long, once he was mekabele part of the dam, he's already going to run to do the zrika to the mizbeach and let the rest of the dam be nishpach. So for preventing that, it's better having the Shaykhet do the Kabbalah. The Shaykhet anyway is not doing the Zrika, so he doesn't have this challenge, he doesn't have this excitement to run to the Mizbech to do Zrika. He anyway doesn't do it. So he's going to make sure to be Mekabel all the Dam. So that's a reason why the Shaykhet should do it. Oy Dilma, Zayrik Mekabel. The Amris Shaykhet Mekabel, Zimnin the Shochit Zar. Now the Gemara is not mentioning this option. Zimin the Shochit Zar, the Hainu, since the Mishnah Taka is talking about 13 Koyhanim. So you see the regular way it was done by Oba Koyhanim, yeah, so we already spoke about it. Why was it done by a Koyhan? However, that's a fact that Lemaisa, if a Zar does it, it's kosher, right? So what if it happened, so it happened, that a Zar did the Shechita? Yeah, let's say there was not enough Koyhanim there, so a Zar did the Shechita. They gave the Shechita to a Zar. So in such a case, If the din would be that the Shaykhet always does also the Kabbalah Saddam, so here we would have a problem. Why? Because the Kabbalah Saddam is already not kosher bizarre. The Kabbalah Sadam is actually the first Avodah that already requires a Kohen. That's the Drasha. Yeah, Rashi brings down here. It's Rashi and Chumash. The Shachat has been a Bokov v'hikrivu ha-Kohanim Sadam mi-Kabbalah ve'eilach mitzvah kehuna. Yeah, the first time it mentions Kohanim is when you start dealing with the Dam after the Shechita. So limid al Shechia. So the Shechita is Ksheira Bazar, but from Kabbalah, from the Kabbalah on, you need a Kohen. So when the mail of the Kabbalah is going to be done by the same person that does the Shechita, that will be the regular setup. So you're going to be stuck when the Shechit is going to be a Zar, because he can't do the Kabbalah. So who are you going to give the Kabbalah now? So that's why in Chatchil it's better to set it up that the Zayrik is going to do the Kabbalah. The Zayrik is always a Kohen, so he also could do the Kabbalah. So that's the Tutzdadim, that's the Svoris Lekan and Lekan. Toshma Zog the Gimara. Ben Kotin also yudbeis dad lakir kedei sheir yudbeis echov hakoyanim asukim betomid mekadshim yedeim v'ragleim bevas achas. Yeah, so this is a Mishnah later. It's talking about a person called Ben Kotin that he donated something, special thing to the Beis HaMikdash. He made a kir that had what?
Yeah.
That had 12 faucets. The kir that was made for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim used to have only 2 faucets, and he made a new one that had 12 faucets. We made the 12 faucets for the kir. What was the purpose of this? Kedei she'iyu yudbeiz echov hakoyanim. Yeah, he was also a kohen. So kedei she'iyu yudbeiz echov hakoyanim hasukim betamid mekadshim yadayim v'raglayim bevas achas. The Hainu, he wanted to enable, yeah, since before the Avoid you need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, so, and obviously so too before the Avoid, so Tamid, the beginning of the day, yeah, that's when you're starting the Avoid, then you could already do other Korbanis using the same Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. You want to do it again, but now it's Ascholas Avoid in the morning, so you need a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So all the Kohanim that are involved need a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So this would take a long time, because they have to stand in line and take turns, yeah, each one of them, until he does the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. What he did was, he enabled all the Kohanim to do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at the same time,
right,
for the Avodas HaTomid, Bevas Achas, yeah, this way it would save time, would be a bigger Zvizis for the Avodah, Zvizis Magdim LeMitzvahs. Now, the number that is mentioned here, how many faucets did he make? He made 12. So what is going on here? In our Mishnah it said 13 Kohanim, right?
Mm-hmm.
He only made 12 faucets. Why? For all the 12 Kohanim that involved in the Korban Tamid to have Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, right? But there was 13, not 12. Why did he make only 12?
Well, how is it 13 now?
He made 12, right?
Yeah.
And our Mishnah, how many avodas he have for the Tamid? He made 12 for the all the oivdim of the Tamid should be able to have at the same time Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. How many oivdim we had in our Mishnah?
13.
It says lehed yeshloishah so kohanim zochu boy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So why did he do only 12?
Okay, I hear the kasha. Just want.
Why did he make only 12? He should make 13.
I'm just wondering why we're asking. He's talking about shoychet mekabel.
So lichura, yeah, the Gemara is not even asking this, right? That's your point, right? The Gemara is making your shtikul taiva, but lichura, there's a simple question. There's a stira between the Mishnais, and our Mishnah says it says yud gimel kohanim were involved in avodas atomid, and then in the Mishnah later it says that there was only yud beis dadim for the kohanim asukim atomid. Stam, often a stira, right? So that the Gemara doesn't even ask why, because that you could say a pashta teretz. You know why he only made yud beis dad lakir? Because since the Shechita is kosher bizarre, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So in a chinami, lemaisa, it was done by a kohen, like we see in our Mishnah, yeah? However, the Shechita, the kohen that is doing the Shechita, even if he's a kohen, he doesn't need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for it. You know why? Just like the Zal doesn't. When the Zah does a Shechita, he needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Is there such a thing of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim to Zah? Mm-hmm. No, why not? Because Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is anyway only for Avaido, and a Zah is possible for Avaido. How come you could do the Shechita? Because Shechita takal av Avaido, right? So for the same reason that Shechita is kosher bizarre, it also doesn't require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Yeah, so basically the point is, the bottom line is, How come the Shaykhet does not need Kiddush Adayim V'Aglayim even if he's a Kohen? The answer is why? Yeah, what's the answer?
Yeah.
How come the Shechita does not need Kiddush Adayim V'Aglayim even if it's done by a Kohen?
Because
it's not Avaida. Only Avaida requires Kiddush Adayim V'Aglayim, right? The Shechita is not Avaida. So that's why it doesn't need Kiddush Adayim V'Aglayim. Yeah, it's not because it's Kosher Bazaar. That's just a simen. It's a sibah. Yeah, for the same reason, it's kosher bazaar. It also doesn't mean kiddush adayim v'aglayim. So that's why it's not a stira between the mishnayos. It's true that bederech klal they use the koyin, like it says in our mishnah, the shechita was done by a koyin. So there was 13 koyanim here. Okay. However, you only need 12 forsets because for the kiddush adayim v'aglayim, because the kiddush adayim v'aglayim is only done by 12 koyanim out of the 13th. Because the koyin that is doing the shechita doesn't need kiddush adayim v'aglayim. So that's not a stira. So that's klar. So that's why the Gemara doesn't even ask this. The Gemara is asking a different kasha. If you want to tell me that the Avaidas Kabbalah Saddam is done by who? By the same coin that does the Shechita.
Right.
So that already does need Kiddush Adayim V'Aglayim because Kabbalah Saddam is Avaidah. Yeah?
So
in Melo, it's going to end up Tleis Ahavei. The Ainu, all the 13 Koyanim that are mentioned in our Mishnah, all of them are going to need Kiddush Adayim V'Aglayim. Why? Because even the Shechit. Even the Shechit would need a Kiddush Adayim V'Aglayim. Why? Even though the Shechita Be'etzem does not require the Kiddush, but the same Kohen that does the Shechita also does the Kabbalah. So ask the Kabbalah, he's going to need Kiddush Adayim V'Aglayim. So Kum Tais, you're going to have another Kohen that needs a Kiddush. You already need. You already need Yud Gimel Dadim. Why is he only make Yud Beis Dadim? Why is he only make Yud Beis Dadim? Yeah, that's the Kasha. So Bishlom, if you say
the Zoyrik.
Mishlom, if you say the Zoyrik does the Kabbalah, so the Zoyrik is anyway, he's anyway counted, yeah? He already anyway got his force for the Zvika, so he's ready to, he's going to do, he does the Kiddush for both, for the Zvika and the Kabbalah.
Right.
But Mashenkin the Shaychit is only doing the Shechita for the Shechita, you don't need Kiddush. But if the same person that's doing the Shechita also does the Kabbalah, so he also needs Kiddush for the Kabbalah, it's not the Kabbalah, so he should need Gimel Dadim, yeah? So that's the Gimel Kasha, Gimel's Kasha. So that's why you only need Yud Beis Dadim because the Shaykhid is only doing the Shechita, so that's why he doesn't need Kiddush. Dahainu, yeah, you bring here a raya from Yud Beis Dad, but really it's mefush. There's a mefush mission in Tomit. Shachat a Shaykhid v'kibel hamekabel. Yeah, it says there, yeah? Shachat ha-shoichet v'kibel ha-mekabel. You already see that the shoichet is not doing the Kabbalah. You see, it's two separate people. There's the shoichet, and then there's the mekabel.
Mm-hmm.
What about the zriko?
Ubolo
ilizwek. Dahainu, the mekabel does the zriko, yeah? Shema aminos. So you see here lehedio that the shoichet does not do the mekabel, rather the zoyrik does it. Atkan.